WJQM, DeForest Madison. Every morning. Krista and the Morning Rush.
What do we think the worst candy is? I'm trying to think of anything worse than circus peanuts.
It's like they're red. I don't know. They're hard.
The Boston beans.
Yeah, those are disgusting.
Boston baked beans. Disgusting. Those are awful. They're awful.
This is 93.1 Jams.
They are clearly the worst candy ever created by man.
I don't know. I was trying to think. What are those things that have like, it's like supposed to have cookie dough in them, but they're terrible. The cookie dough bites?
Yes, that's hilarious. Like, it's not real.
No, yeah, it just tastes like pure chemical.
That's hilarious. Mm. How's it going?
Yeah, mm. Hey.
We are back at it. Yes, Crystal, the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. We hope you had a fabulous weekend. We had a great time at the Coliseum.
Oh, absolutely. On Saturday, getting our tailgate on.
Yeah.
Great time.
By the way, what the H happened when driving home? The blizzard out of nowhere just sparked.
Oh yeah, that happened while I was in the Target parking lot.
Oh my gosh,
I loved it. I loved it so much.
Oh really? I did not love that.
Well, I wasn't driving. I was in a parking lot.
Right. Right.
No.
Yeah, not cool. Randy Hawk had just got in from New York. He's like, where did this come from? I just got done driving from New York. And I was like, oh my gosh, man, it was crazy. By the way, so the consensus of the Target girl, Aaron, yes or no?
I gotta say no. No thanks.
There you go.
Shady, I've been working on Target Girl for him for over a year.
Krista, I tried over to. A year, I got a cappuccino. I got bad service from her, Krista.
No.
And if she's a bad barista, she's a bad lover.
How is that? There it is.
Okay.
I think that correlates.
Okay.
You learn something new every day,
well,
I guess. You know?
I tried. I surely tried, for sure.
Oh, well.
You might try, because it's still up for grabs. $580. Who is going to get this sucker?
Right. Secret Sound coming up at 7 a.m. and then 9 a.m. and then noon and then 3, 5, and 7. Your
right.
Best chance to get it is to go to madtownjams.com, be a Friends with Benefits member, sign up for free so you can see all the guesses on our cheat sheet. That's right.
Cheating got me nowhere in life, especially when it came to math.
Oh, it got me my college degree.
You're hilarious, really?
I was going to say, yeah. I faked my way through school.
I totally did.
Come on now. I don't have any smarts.
Stop.
Knowledge? What's that?
What is happening here?
Good morning.
Hey, tomorrow, I know especially a lot of you will be excited because you can win, I don't know, close to $1.6 billion with the Mega Millions.
Oh, God.
This has not ended.
Once it got over a billion, it just shot up to another $600 million.
Isn't that awesome?
It's a good time.
It's the first time ever that's been in the billions.
Yeah, that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
So who's going to, do you guys want to go? We got to get some tickets.
I still haven't gotten a ticket. I bought a scratch off this weekend and won $550. It was great.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to take it.
I love winning $5.
I'm in the black. I'll take it.
It's a good time. Always a good time when you win a couple bucks.
I know, right?
Or you find a couple bucks in your pocket. It's always a good time, too.
That really is the best feeling ever. Feels like it's free money.
Yeah. Got some other awesome stuff going on this week. We're going to be giving away some Freak Fest tickets as well. That is next weekend. Going to be an incredible event.
Oh, well.
Yeah. A big costume contest. Mm-hmm. Gucci Mane tickets, win $1,000 in cash just for having some awesome costumes on.
Gotta love that.
Absolutely.
I did a little poll on the top Halloween costumes right now, and I'm sad to see that the unicorn costume has come in at number 3. The unicorn costume. What do you guys think the number 1 Google most popular Halloween costume is of the year?
Cat.
I don't know. That's a tough one. This year, I don't know.
A cat.
It's always up there.
Fortnite.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's been big this year.
And then number 2 is Spider-Man.
Well, that makes...
Spider-Man.
Speaking of polls and questions, I put a poll up on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah.
While it was snowing, I said, oh my God, it's snowing. Are you okay or not okay? And I just want to let everybody know that 59% of our listeners said that they are not okay because of the snow.
No, it sucks.
And 41% said they're okay. So shout out to all the hundreds of people that voted on that.
Wow, hundreds of people voted.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that jelly. I'm not ready for it.
Not ready for that fluffy stuff?
No, I want to enjoy my fall first. I don't want to go straight to that.
I could see it.
It's summer and winter now.
I wish it would wait till after October.
That would be
after Halloween's perfect for when like the snow and stuff starts.
You go straight from your bikini to your sweater. There's no in between anymore.
Really? It's true.
Global warming doesn't exist though, so you know.
Okay.
Oh, the battle begins.
Okay.
Begins. Weird. All right, get ready because Tough Love with Siri, she is coming up.
You're in her world now.
One fish, two fish, red fish. go f*** yourself.
Yeah.
It's Tough Love with Sirius.
I don't remember that book.
No, I don't remember that one either.
Oh, that's a good book. Nobody else remembers that book?
I mean, I remember One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. I don't remember Dr. Seuss being quite
so
crass.
Do you remember Green Eggs and Dam?
Oh, yeah. Very clever.
Instead of Green Eggs and Ham, it's Green Eggs and Dam, girl!
Oh, jeez. 3210931. Pick up the phone, ask us a question, text us at 30734.
You could also Snapchat us at Jams931. Hit us up on the Twitters, of course, Instagram, Facebook, and online as a Friends with Benefits member at madtownjams.com.
All right, we actually have a text from May, who's a Friends with Benefits member. Syria, I used to love Justin Bieber, but now he's all creepy and weird. What happened to him?
Know how to explain the complete mental and physical breakdown of a person. If it was anyone else, I would say it was just life catching up with them. But since he's the Bieber, it's a little more complex. Some people say it was because he got rich and famous too young, and that's why he's destroying himself. But that's kinda lie, because the Harry Potter kids got famous at like 9 and are all millionaires now, and they are pretty well-rounded. I think Emma Watson just got her master's degree. I think it's a classic case of he was an entitled little sh** before he got rich, and now it's just some karmic payback. I'd still do him though.
Oh jeez.
I wonder, like, what would have happened if Justin Bieber wasn't famous at the age of 13?
He would be he would still be an entitled middle class kid.
Oh, okay.
I've actually read about it. He apparently was never nice.
He was never nice.
What?
In his entire life, yeah.
But I mean, he has his own church now.
Yeah. That's true.
And?
That's, well.
He's learning to be nice.
He's learning, man.
Okay.
Do you give people second chances?
No.
You're hilarious.
Got a question over here on Facebook from Dominic. Says, Siri, my girlfriend caught me with another woman. What can I do to have her forgive me?
Wow. Really? Just out of curiosity, what do you expect my response to this question to be? Do you think I'm actually going to give you good advice so you can get back together with the girl you cheated on and made look like an idiot? Siri, don't do that. But I do have one idea of what you can do, and it rhymes with get f***ed, you trashy loser.
Oh.
Sorry, that didn't rhyme. Oh well, my bad. I guess you're on your own here. Go ruin some other person's life. I'll just be here mentally thinking about you drowning in a river.
Oh my.
Siri doesn't like cheaters.
No. By the way, the last time I had a dream about a river and drowning, that had to do with the Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger. He was pulling me under the water. Is that horrible? And I was like underneath a bridge?
But that's like Jason's thing. That's not Freddy's. Freddy's thing is burning and knife fingers.
Well, Jason never really, he just chased the entire time.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. He did.
He never actually like really caught people and, you know, never saw him catching people and killing. Yeah. He was just.
He just chased
always
women.
On the hunt.
Look at Shady,
know?
The murder expert.
That's right. That's right. Criminal Minds. It's a good show.
Oh, I love that show. All right. Here we have a Friends with Benefits member, Gina, asking her question. Siri, my husband has terrible breath and I'm not sure how to bring it up. What do I do?
Okay, I have an important question here. How have you gotten any length into your marriage if you communicate this terribly with your husband? Just walk up to him and look him right in the eye and tell him his breath smells like or hold off on kissing him until he removes all the dead animals out of his mouth.
Oh,
there are a lot of good options here. If you want a constructive way to do this, then first of all, why the hell are you asking me? But what you are going to want to do is go full on passive aggressive. Buy an electric toothbrush, floss, mouthwash, and a tongue scraper for him. He'll take the hint.
Have you ever used one of those tongue scrapers?
Yeah, I have two.
Nope.
It's good for your breath.
Yeah, I know. You just you shave your tongue, right? It's basically like a razor.
Yeah, basically it gets all the dead skin off it.
Oh my gosh, that just does not sound enjoyable.
Sorry, your skin, like mouths are disgusting.
Got to keep it all in there. Flavor saver, man.
That's right, honey.
Got a DM over Instagram here from Katrina. Siri, people are always so rude. No one even asks how I'm doing. What is wrong with people?
Well, what's wrong with people? That's a complex question. I could probably talk about that subject until the heat death of the universe. But sure, I'll ask, how are you? Obviously, you're going to answer with, fine. Because that's how 90% of people respond to that question. Mostly because they would be unprepared if someone actually gave an honest answer. So the next time someone asks you how you're doing, just say, not well at all. The world's falling apart, and I'm in debt, and I can't afford it, and I'm freaking the fuck out. Now that's honesty.
That's just life.
It is. It's how you live it. Accept it.
I don't know. How are you, Krista?
Just fabulous.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for asking.
You went out on a first date,
but you didn't get a second.
Nah, let's go back where it all started.
Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
In the morning rush on 93.1 Jams. It's cold outside, Shady. That's why we need to heat it up with some second date updates.
Oh, absolutely. It's really hard to get a first date.
Oh, not for you. Come on.
Yeah. But it's even harder to get that second date because for some reason, usually when you go out on a first date, one person seems to pick out one little thing that they don't like about you and they make a huge deal about it. And we're here to make that big deal a little bit smaller and hopefully reconcile for a second date.
I love it. And today we got our guy Jake on the phone. What's up, my man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What up, Jake? So, tell us a little bit about this date that you went on and who you went on a date with.
Yeah, so I went on a date. We went to the, we met on that Bumble app. You guys that app?
Oh yeah, I have that app. I have not gotten a match on there yet,
oh,
so congratulations.
Come on, really?
Yeah, it is. It's a difficult one.
Wow, the ladies are picky, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest, I do all right on it.
Yeah, okay. All right, Jake. So you guys met on Bumble, you and Sharon, and then what happened?
Yeah, we met, and then we went out to watch the Badger game at the Coliseum, that bar.
Yep. Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
That's our place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was cool. It was fun, you know. It's a cool place. It's a cool spot. Go Badgers, all that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And but then we haven't done a second date.
Huh. Now, is there anything that you might have thought of, like something you said to her, or maybe, like, did you shower the day before? You know, things like that, make sure everything was in check.
I mean, I was all showered. I mean, I thought I was being pretty funny, I'll be honest. I thought I was being pretty funny.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know.
You were wearing the right color. You were sporting red, not purple or anything like that, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was decked out. I had Badger sweatpants on. I looked the part.
I'll be honest, you probably look like Shady. Shady sports sweatpants each and every day.
That's right. You know why? Because they're comfortable.
I know.
So
I know.
Jake, really, you have no reason, like, idea why maybe that Sharon hasn't gotten back to you? How long has it been since you guys went on your little date?
I mean, it's been a little bit.
Okay.
It's been a little bit here.
Like, yeah. like 3 or 4 days, you'd say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's better than a month.
We've
had him that way. So, are you ready, Jake? Because we're calling Sharon.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sharon?
Hi, yes. This is Shady. How are you?
Hi, honey. This is Krista and Shady. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio for thousands of people to hear you right now in the morning.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yes. We are calling because you are very famous right now, especially to one young guy named Jake. Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah, I do, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? Oh, no. Yeah. Jake said he was funny and you guys had a good time and all that. Was that not what happened? What happened?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess in reference to the date itself, it was pretty good, but it was up until the point where he started talking about my nose.
Oh, what's wrong with your nose?
Yeah.
Your nose?
I think, you know, I have a pretty large size nose, you know, and he just kind of started going in on it.
Oh,
and it wasn't so much as like just one little joke. I mean, like, he could not stop. I guess he thought he was this big comedian from that time on, you know, and I just kind of, you know.
You're telling me he was making fun of you?
Yeah.
He's making fun of her?
Some people's comedy is other people's
in a playful
pain.
Manner. You know, I got pain, and I mean, this really got to me after a while because it was repetitive. Like, he kept bringing it up.
I'm sorry, but Jake is on the phone, Sharon. I'm not even going to wait any longer. Are you seriously making personal comments about a beautiful young woman on a date? Hence why you're single.
And for the fact, people with big noses are just better people. I mean, I have a big nose, so, you know, it is what it is.
See, yeah, like, you're an asshole, really.
Oh, there it is. Jake, seriously. What, really?
I mean, look, I kind of got a big nose. I thought it was fair game. I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny.
Now, there was one comment that you sent into us, Sharon, that he made. Yeah. Something about you belonging on Easter Island.
Okay, you know, this is, it's just my sense of humor, okay? Do I go a little far? Sure, but I thought everybody thought it was funny, right? I thought it was funny.
A little far? It was everybody, because it was just us two, and I never found that funny at all.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I just want to bring it out, throw it out there that for people with big noses this winter, there are nose warmers. You can check
them out. Oh, my God. Here, you showed me these
things. On the blog at madtimejams.com. So not everybody has a small nose. Most people actually have bigger noses.
Everybody
and
has
most men have bigger
Sharon, I'm loving you. All right, so listen, since Sharon is into that, and Jake, you're into, I don't know if you're into girls with larger noses or you're not, we want to know if we can rekindle this relationship and go on another date.
What do you say?
I'm still open to it, obviously.
Listen to her. Absolutely not.
Well, you know what? We tried. I'm
but
sorry.
Jake's willing.
Jake's willing. So,
Well, you could always just come hang out with us at the Coliseum. Maybe you'll meet another young lady.
Exactly. There you go, Jake.
I mean, go Badgers.
Go Badgers.
Oh, my God. There it is.
It's Shady on 93.1 Jams, and you need to be a Friends with Benefits member. Right, Krista? Krista. Hey, Krista.
What's going on? Where am I? What is the meaning of life? That's a good question, Krista. Thank you, Krista. I guess we're back inside my head. We always call them cobwebs, but we never stop and wonder, what exactly is a cob? You know, October is totally the scariest month. It's when you put away your summer clothes and wonder if they will ever fit again. You never know how much you love someone until you try to delete their pics off your phone. I think the main function of your big toe is to make sure your furniture is always in the worst possible spots. Ow! Damn it!
Hurt to Krista. Hello? Hello?
Oh, shoot, I'm talking right now. Yeah, just go to madtownjams.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, rate songs, earn points, and start winning great prizes now.